我哋今日早晨读嘅经文系嚟自希伯来书第十一章八至十六节。我哋会首先用回应嘅方式用广东话读，再用回应嘅方式用英文读。
This morning our scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 11 verses 8 through 16. We will read this responsibly, first in Cantonese and then in English.
希伯来书第八节，亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候，还不知往哪里去。因为他等候那座已有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。所以从一个仿佛已死的人就生出子孙，如同天上的星那样众多，海边的沙那样无数。说这样话的人是表明自己已找一个家乡。他们我们一起读第十六节，他们却羡慕一个更美的家，就是天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已给他们预备了一座城。
Hebrews 11:8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going.For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants, as many as the stars of heaven.And as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland.Let's read verse 16 together. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city.
今日嘅信息系城市的张力。
Today's message is titled, The Tension of the City.
小路可以落去儿童崇拜。
Children may now be dismissed for children's worship.
If you've been with us over the last three weeks now, we've been going over the core values of a gospel-centered church.
咁如果過去兩三個星期你同我哋一齊嘅時候咧，我哋都去講緊一個以福音為中心嘅教會係點樣嘅。
And we've already looked at Galatians chapter 3 and the fact that the gospel changes everything.
我哋已经睇过加拉太书第三章讲到呢个福音咧改变所有嘅嘢。
And so today we're going to look at another core value of that the gospel transforms the city.
咁今日我哋会睇到另一个啊一个中心嘅价值，就系话咧呢个福音去改变呢个城市。
And you are city dwellers, whether you live within the city limits or just outside.
咁你哋其实都系住喺城市里边，无论你系喺城市嘅入边或者喺外围。
And you know, I think it's important to look at what the Bible in its entirety says about the city.
咁我哋有需要睇下究竟圣经讲到城市系咩嘅事。
Because often, and it includes us here, we misunderstand what God is saying.
因为好多时候我哋都误解咗神所讲嘅说话。
And so I hope you'll see in a moment the importance of knowing what God's purposes are in using the city for the glory of his name.
我们一阵间就好希望你睇到咧，就系话神对于点样使用城市去荣耀佢嘅名，嗰个目的系点样？
But you see, as the title shows, there's a tension. There's a tension between the truths that the Bible ties together about the city.
咁你睇到今日讲到嘅题目，你睇到圣经讲到呢个城市之间系有张力。
Maybe you're indifferent.Maybe you think that it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a city dweller or a country dweller or whatever.
可能你会觉得啊，对于话你住喺城市又好，住喺出边又好，其实冇乜关系。
Maybe you're even at this moment hostile to the city with all its crime and decadence.
又或者你对于呢个城市嘅败坏或者所有嘅暴力，你对于城市有一个啊比较系敌意嘅睇法。
And certainly the Bible agrees with you. It does point that out. That's part of the tension. There's a negative force that undermines belief and morality in the city.
聖經都有講到話，因為呢個城市嘅問題，嗰個價值觀嘅問題，去削弱咗我哋嗰個啊道德嘅標準。
Or you might be young and view the city as glamorous.
或者你年轻啲嘅时候，你睇呢个城市，觉得佢好有魅力。
Adopting a romanticized view of the center city，
你用一个比较浪漫嘅去角度去睇呢个城市。
But you know the authors of the Bible have a different attitude towards the city than what most of us think。
但系圣经嘅作者对于城市嘅睇法同我哋都好有唔同。
And this is on the slide, as you can see here. The biblical view of cities is neither hostile nor romantic.
Because the Bible 对于城市的睇法，不既唔系话敌意，亦都唔系话有咩浪漫。
In the Bible, the city is humanity intensified.
在圣经嚟讲，城市系去强化咗人性。
Right, it's like picturing a magnifying glass. It's a magnifying glass that brings out the very best of you.And the very worst of you.
就好似你将一个放大镜摆喺你嘅面前，去将你最好同埋最差嗰边，亦都去带出嚟。
In other words, the Bible makes clear, cities have a dual nature.
换句话讲，圣经对于呢个城市有两种嘅本质嘅唔同。
That's why the tension. See, on the one hand, the Bible picks cities as a place of perversion and violence.
就好似一方面，圣经睇呢个城市系好似有暴力同埋变态。
But don't miss this. On the other hand, cities are portrayed biblically as cities of refuge, peace.
但另一方面，圣经都话呢个城市系一个避难所，系有平安嘅。
So let's look at some again. I don't have a whole lot of time. Get 20 minutes. 20 minutes for Raymond. 20 minutes for myself. Right? Translation.But Genesis 4 and 11 depict city builders in the line of Cain. Cain was a murderer.
在创世纪第四章和第十一章呢，讲到该隐的后裔，他是一个杀人犯，当我们知道，讲到该隐的后裔，他们怎样去建立这个城市。
That's on the one hand, right? You see in Genesis, if you're familiar with that first book of the Old Testament, you see the evilness of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
你睇創世嘅時候，睇到所多瑪同埋俄摩拉係幾咁邪惡，兩個城市。
This is on the next slide here. Thanks so much, Teddy. On the other hand, the Bible makes absolutely clear Psalm 107, verse verses 4 to 8, I'll paraphrase it, speaks of a group of wandering people, it's up there, finding no way to a city where they could settle, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord. And what did the Lord do? He led them by straight way to a city where they could settle.
而在诗篇第107篇第4至8节讲到一批流离失所的人，他们没有地方去居留，跟着他向神去呼喊，然后神就带他们走一条直的路去到这个城邑里面，以致他们可以去安定下来，他们都去赞美神。
Why would he do that?
为什么你这样做呢？
Because the psalmist depicts life for people like us without a city a bad thing.
因为诗人去讲话，一班没有城市居住的人，好像我们这样，是一件很差的事。
Again, human life thrives. There's positive social form in cities.
在城市里面，人可以去蓬勃的发展，有一个正面的影响力。
And I hope you see the nuance, because it's finely nuanced in the Bible, these two truths that are.That the city has a dual nature.
我希望你睇到圣经里边讲到城市有呢种两种嘅特质。
Again, it highlights the capacities of positive social form in cities.
一方面又睇到城市里边有一种正面嘅社会嘅结构。
And those positive social forms can glorify God.
呢种正面嘅社会结构能够去荣耀神。
Yet on the other hand, the Bible.Clearly depicts, demonstrates how a city can be a vehicle for enhancing human rebellion against the living God.
另一方面，这个城市也可以去催化到人去敌挡神那种的本质。
So I hope you see, cities are important in God's eyes because it plays a pivotal role in the arc of redemptive history.
所以你看到城市在神那个救赎的历史里面是一个很重要的位置。
In fact, if you're familiar with the New Testament, I hope you are, Matthew 5:14, Jesus himself tells his followers they are what? A city on a hill.
事实上在新约圣经里面，马太福音第五章十四节，耶稣讲到对他的门徒，他说你们在城市，在山上面的城市。
That means communities of Jesus Christ, his followers, like this one,are God's city within an earthly city.
又即是说我们是耶稣基督跟随者，我们这个社群是在这个城市里面的一个神的城市。
And the Bible in places like Isaiah 32:14, Daniel 9:16 says they are renewed as the people of God in the city.
而在以赛亚书的32章和但以理书的第9章，你都讲到神属神的子民在城市里面是得到更新。
Now, I hope you see the relevance for this for you today. You know, again, our text is Hebrews 11. God calls Abram, right, to leave a city, Ur.
我们看到刚才我们看到的经文在希伯来书，神呼召亚伯兰去离开吾尔。
If you did do some research, Ur was one of the great cities back then.
吾尔在当时来讲是一个大城。
And God called Abram to be a shepherd.All his life outside the city, in tents.
但神呼召亚伯兰去离开这个城市，他终身都是一个牧羊人。
And if that wasn't enough, the book of Genesis shows that Abram's nephew Lot made a mistake, a grave mistake in choosing urban life.
再者的就是说在创世纪里面，神讲到亚伯兰的侄子亚罗德，他做了一个很错误的决定，就是选了住在一个城市的里面。
If you're familiar with Genesis, you know Lot remained a righteous man within the city of Sodom, and he was distressed by the sinful lifestyle.
我们知道罗德是住在这个所多玛这个罪恶的城市的里面，他因住人的犯的罪，他觉得很烦恼。
But that's not the end. The behavior.Of his wife and daughters showed that Lot's decision to live in the city without a believing community, without linking to a believing community, was spiritual disaster for his family.
同埋罗德嘅太太同埋女儿，佢哋嘅行为证明咗话 在这个城市里面，当你不能够同一个基督徒的群体，一个信主的群体联结的时候，以致到一个信仰生命的一个摧毁。
But with that being said, Teddy, if you don't mind, shine up verses 8 to 10 again, Hebrews 11. Again, I'll condense it a little bit. You can see it up here, but I'll condense it as I read it to you. By faith, Abraham lived in tents, for he was looking, what? Forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God.
他说亚伯拉罕因着信住在一个帐篷里面，但是他的眼睛是望着神所经营所建造的那个城市。
He longed for God's city.
他渴求神的城市。
Even though he was called to be a shepherd wandering in a bunch of tents outside the city.
纵使神呼召他是住在城市外面，是做一个牧羊人。
I hope you see from these verses that the city as a social form is not intrinsically bad for human beings.
我希望你看到一个城市 在一个社会结构的里面本质上不是差的。
You're mistaken to think the city is bad for your faith.
你如果你觉得这个城市对你的信仰是不好的时候，那你想错了。
And we know that because it wouldn't have made sense for God to put this in the Bible, Hebrews 11, for the city to be idealized as a source. The source of Abraham's sustaining hope. How could Abraham leave all the comforts of his home and wander all of his life?
因为如果不是的时候，神为什么会说亚伯拉罕将他那个指望都放在这个城市里面，而他终身都在外面是好像游牧这样，游牧民族去放羊。
Certainly you have to be careful. Cities in the service of human self-promotion, as we know, as residents of New York City, they may promote work to unravel, destroy God's world.
没错，我们知道城市他们会 去鼓吹一些的价值观，是去摧毁了神的国度。
Right, you don't have to go far or be out there long to know self-glorification contests God's lordship over all.
这个城市都鼓吹去人去荣耀自己，以致人去敌挡神的主权。
That's why you see all the skyscrapers in New York City.
所以你看到很多的高楼大厦在纽约市里面。
They exceed the height of a church, right? Way.Exceed. Why?
他们高过很多其他的建筑物，包括教会，为什么呢？
Because the city worships money, power, sex.
因为城市都去崇拜这个权力、金钱和性。
But I hope you see in the Bible the actual form of the city. If there are Christians in a city within a cityservice to God actually fulfills the will of God for human life.
但希望你睇到圣经所讲，喺呢个基督徒住喺一个城市嘅里边，系能够去成就神嗰个计划，去跟随神。
You see, despite all your troubles as city dwellers, Hebrews 11 tells us Abraham's heart was on the eternal city to come, and that helped him. It helped him to live faithfully for God.
希伯来书第十一章也都讲到亚伯拉罕的信心，他的指望在这个城市的，在将来要来的城市的里面，也都帮助他在今生是直接是活出一个信心。
Abraham by faith had an eternal perspective of life.
亚伯拉罕他在生命里面有一个永恒的价值观。
He considered his present in light of the promises of God for his future.
他去看到神在他的生命里面，然后去帮助他去看将来永恒。
And what a future that is, as is described in the Bible. What an inheritance that will be.
他说将来所要承受是一个几么大的产业。
And this is how Christian faith is sustained in the midst of deprivation, in the midst of trial.
这个也都是能够去帮助基督徒怎样在这个试炼、在困难里面去度过。
Let me ask you, because there is a wealth of historical documentation on Christians being faithful to God and living sacrificial lives, really tremendous, within the Bible and without.
在这个圣经里面和外面，其实有很多记载了基督徒怎样去藉着信心去过
And so my question to you is, what makes Christians willing to be like Abraham, willing to make such a sacrifice?
我想问下你，有乜嘢可以帮去使到你好似亚伯拉罕咁样去做一啲咁大嘅牺牲咧？
What's a simple answer? Hope based on faith that the future holds something brighter.
个简单嘅答案就系话，你嘅盼望将来有更加大、更加美好嘅荣耀。
It holds something better than now.
系比现在更加好。
And you know, this is not just in the Old Testament. We see, as you'll see in slide 4, Apostle Paul states that very clearly in Romans 8:18.
保罗在罗马书里面第八章十八节都有这样讲到。
He says there, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
他说，我想现在的苦楚比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意。
That's how Abraham could persevere according to the Bible.
所以能够亚伯拉罕能够去坚忍。
That's how he could live the Christian life faithfully.
所以他能够用信心去过他基督徒的生活。
Again, verse 10, he was looking forward to the city that has foundations whose designer and builder is God.
希伯来书第十一章第十节，他说因为亚伯拉罕等候那座有根有基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
You know, if you look at the book of Acts in the New Testament, you'll see the significance of cities, because the Apostle Paul went to cities. He didn't go to the countryside. He went to the cities to spread the kingdom of God.
当你看新约圣经在使徒行传的时候，你看到城市几咁重要，因为那些门徒、那些使徒，他们都去到这些城市里面去传扬。
And not only in the Bible, but extra-biblical sources, like historians, will tell you, after 300 years of Paul, and you know, he planted, when he was alive, he planted things and things grew. After 300 years, the cities of the Roman Empire were Christian.
历史学家也都讲俾我哋听，当保罗去喺呢啲地方建立咗教会，300年之后，成个罗马帝国也都去转变成为基督教。
You can look it up. Historians will tell you, the countryside was pagan. Cities were Christian.
在当时来讲，住在郊区的仍然是未信主的人，而在城市的里面呢，他们都信了主。
As the city goes, if it goes south, away from something good, the country goes with it.
如果这个城市是变坏的时候，郊野外边的地方也都是变坏。
And the reason is cities are trendsetters. You know that. Trendsetters for a society, for a culture.
因为这个城市有一个带领这个社会的趋向的作用。
Cities influence the remaining parts of the land.
城市对于其他整个地方都有影响力。
That's why they're important in the arc of redemptive history.
所以对于这个救赎的历史是很重要。
In Christian counseling, Again, many of you maybe perhaps might have experienced Christian counseling. In Christian counseling, there's advice when people have marital problems. If your marriage crumbles, your personal life will suffer.
如果在辅导的里面，你知道如果这个婚姻有问题的时候，你的个人的生活也都有问题。
Again, that's a no-brainer, right? If you struggle in that close relationship of marriage, you will struggle.As you go out that door every morning to face the world, you will face it in spiritual weakness. That's a fact.
因为当你在婚姻里面有挣扎有问题的时候，而当你走出去面对这个世界的时候，你也都会有问题。
Those who are married know that.
结了婚的人就会很清楚。
That shows the power of marriage.
让我们看到这个婚姻的能力是多么大。
Why is that so? Because God designed it. God created marriage.
为什么呢？是因为神去设计和创造这个婚姻。
He knows how it should work.
他知道婚姻应该是怎样。
So if you don't follow his blueprint, of course there'll be demise in the marriage relationship.
如果你不是跟他的蓝图而走的时候，当然你在婚姻的问题上面会触礁。
And the Bible and Christian counsels will tell you, if there's strife there, you'll be void of spiritual power.
这个辅导和圣经都告诉你，如果在这个婚姻里面有冲突的时候，会减低了你属灵的能力。
If your marriage relationship is strong in the Lord, if you're following his blueprint for it, serving each other in that marriage relationship, it'll flourish.
而反之，如果你喺呢个婚姻上边去彼此去服侍嘅时候，你嘅圣灵、你嘅属灵生活亦都会去复活。
And if you have a servant's heart in that marriage relationship, just like in any other relationship, but of course it's magnified because you're in a close relationship, you go out face the world with great spiritual strength.
如果你喺呢个婚姻生活上边系一个仆人，系彼此去服侍嘅时候。你当你走出这个世界面对这个世界的时候你也都会有属灵的能力
Now I mention that to you for, the same, for this reason
我为什么这样说呢
In the same way as cities go If the cities go south If the cities go against God Then the country follows
因为如果一个城市是变坏去变去、敌挡神的时候这个国家也都会跟着这个城市这样走
Because God invented cities just like he invented marriage
因为神去创造这个城市好像创造婚姻一样
And it has a, in a sense a kind of spiritual power too
也都有一个属灵的能力 属灵的能力在里面
We as Christians are supposed to take hold of our families and redeem them, rebuild them for the glory of God
我们作为基督徒是其实应该要带领家庭去这个家让这个家庭得到救赎去为了神的荣耀
We harness thatpersonal power gained there by God as we obey him.
我们藉着去顺服神去跟随神而在当中去得到那个能力
The reason why the church is so weak is we fail to do that.
为什么这个教会这么软弱因为我们做不到这一点
We don't follow God's blueprint for the family.
我们没有跟着神为这个家庭所设的蓝图这样去走
And that's why the family is not healthy.
所以这个家庭不健康
Same thing with the city.
同样对于这个城市一样。
Again, we're supposed to redeem, rebuild the city, rebuild communities for the glory of God.
我们是应该要救赎这个城市，去重建这个城市，是为了神的荣耀。
Because God not only builds marriages, he builds cities.
因为神不单止去建造婚姻，也都建造这个城市。
And that's why the Bible says, as followers of Jesus Christ, we build and transform cities as well. We have an influence.
所以圣经说我们作为基督徒我们要去有这个影响力去改造去建造这个城市
Now many of you have come to New York You know for various reasons Maybe to find a better life, right? Maybe the place where you were Didn't give you that opportunity
很多人带着不同的原因来到这个纽约市可能是你要找一个、一个更加美好的生活因为你以前的地方不能够去供应到给你
And you started to studyYou started to work. You started to raise your family here because you knew there were more opportunities.
你在这里读书，在这里成家立室，因为你知道在这里这个城市有更加多的机会。
Right, we have all sorts of reasons why we come to a city like New York City.
我们来到纽约市带着不同的原因。
But if you are a Christian, if God has called you to himself,
但如果你是基督徒，神去呼召你的时候，
your calling in life is to glorify God and his name.
神在你生命上面的呼召就是要去荣耀祂的名
That's different Different than your initial purpose when you came
是跟你起初要来的个原因是不同
Where once we could care less When before we knew Christ We could care less what he said about how do we live
在我们认识耶稣之前我们都不会理讲到话我们要怎样去为神过活
But the gospel changes everything
但这个福音已经改变一切
And now we desire to follow him, to trust and obey with our lives, with our families.
我们渴求用藉着我们的生命和我们的家庭去怎样去跟随他，去荣耀他。
And the principles brought out here in our text, Hebrews 11, we are Christian exiles.
这个希伯来书十一章去带出一个原则，就是说我们是被流放，我们基督徒是被流放出来。
Exiles aren't home.They've made a home, but they live in a foreign land.
他们呢啲流放嘅人咧，佢哋原本有屋企，但系佢哋离开咗。
So my question to you this morning is this: How do we relate then, as exiles? How do we relate to the city in which we live?
如果我哋系被流放嘅时候，我哋点样同呢个城市有关系咧
？Like Abraham, father of our faith, what does it mean to be a Christian exile in a city?
好像亚伯拉罕一样我们作为基督徒是被流放的时候我们怎样跟这个城市有关系
What impact will that have on your relationship as a city dweller, city resident?
在、 怎样去影响我们作为基督徒是住活在这个城市里面和人的关系？
Well, we looked at that a few years ago. A perfect case study, Jeremiah 29.
我们以前看过耶利米书的29章。
Let me just summarize what happened in Jeremiah 27-29. We, again, you can probably online look up the sermon, but this is a summary here.
我很快很简单地讲一下耶利米书27章至29章所讲的是什么。
If you reread Jeremiah 27-29, you'll see a number of the children of Israel that are brought to a city, Babylon.
你会看到呢，当时有大批的以色列人被带到巴比伦城。
And Babylon was the New York City of its day. It's a city of importance.
巴比伦就好像今天的纽约一样，是一个很大的城市，很重要的城市。
And Nebuchadnezzar was the king of the city.
而尼布甲尼撒就是当时的城市的王。
He had conquered Israel and had brought a whole lot of the best people of Israel into Babylon. And do you know why he did that?
当他是侵略了以色列之后，他将以色列最厉害的人带到这个巴比伦城里面。
You know this. That's,
为什么呢？
In history, that's the way that you would conquer a group of people, right?
在当时的社会就是，当你 去战胜了一个地方的时候，当你去攻略了一个地方的时候，
You bring their best people into your main city. In this case, the Israelites brought into Babylon. And there, they hoped that you'd take on the values of Babylon.
他们就会将最好的那班人去俘虏了，去带到翻去他们自己的城市。在这个例子就是说，在巴比伦里面，希望这班人呢就会接受了巴比伦市的价值观。
That you'd slowly lose your identity as an Israelite, intermarry, and be subsumed into the dominant culture.
你慢慢就会放弃了你作为以色列人的身份，无论是藉着通婚，无论是藉着接受了他们的文化或者是宗教。
That's why when the Israelites originally went to Babylon, as is recorded in the Bible, they hated it.
所以当时的以色列人初初去到巴比伦的时候，他们很不喜欢。
Because what did they see? They were Israelites. They saw the paganism. They saw the idolatry of Babylon.
因为他们看到什么呢？看到这个外邦人，他们去敬拜偶像。
They saw the cruelty of the city.
他们看到这个城市的残暴。
And they'd been brought there against their will because they were conquered people.
因为他们是被俘虏，他们都不是愿意去到那里的。
And as a result of that, a number of false prophets sprung up amongst the Israelites.
而结果什么呢？就是说在以色列人里面兴起了一些假的先知。
And these prophets said things that most of us probably would expect that they would say.
而他们讲一些东西，就是说其实很多人都是想他们讲的东西。
Again, the false prophets said this, God said, don't settle down there.
这些假的先知说什么呢？就是说你不要去安于留在这里。
Don't have anything to do with those pagans.
你不要跟这些外邦人有什么关系。
Stay here in your little enclave.
要留在你自己的小小的一个圈里面。
Stay on the outskirts. Stay on the riverbanks away from Babylon.
要去远离这个巴比伦城。
Have nothing to do with it because God is going to judge us because we're part of that group.
因为将来神一定会审判巴比伦城，所以你千祈不要跟他们扯上一些什么关系。
And someday God will judge the city and we'll get out of here.
而当神去审判这个城市的时候，我们就会得到释放。
And the false prophets ended and said, let's have nothing to do with the city.
而这个假先知最后说什么呢？就说你千祈不要跟这个城市扯上任何关系。
And the true prophet Jeremiah heard that.
而这个真先知耶利米讲听到的时候，
He heard what the exiles were told was the will of God by these false prophets for them, how they relate to the city of Babylon.
他听到这些假先知讲给这些以色列人听，他们应该怎样跟这个城市怎样断绝关系。
And this is all recorded in Jeremiah 27:29. Just summarizing here, God came to Jeremiah. God said, "Tell them, Jeremiah, the real truth."
然后神来到耶利米，叫耶利米去将这个真实的说话去向这些以色列人说。
And that's the letter Jeremiah sends that you have in your Old Testament.
而这个就成为了耶利米书，你可以回去看。
And it's one of the most startling letters there are in the Bible.
一个其中一个最令人吃惊的一个书卷。
God says to Jeremiah first, yes, I'm going to judge the city, but I want you to have a glorious positive view of the city.
因为神话咩？神话我一定会去审判呢个城市，但系我希望你对呢个城市有一个正面、有一个荣耀嘅睇法。
Don't listen to the false prophets.
唔好听啲假先知讲嘅说话。
Now again, it's a strange situation, right? Because the false prophets were concerned about good things. Honor of God, integrity of God's people. You know, you don't want to assimilate and be an idolater, right?
我们会觉得你很奇怪，因为假的先知其实他们是担心到神的荣耀，因为他叫人不要去敬拜偶像，不要跟他们扯上关系，这个好像很对。
But it's bad theology if you preach in such a way that makes people hate, fear, loathe, or withdraw from the city.
但如果你这样去宣讲的时候，你会促使到这些人呢， 是去憎恨这个城市，去这个城市觉得太慢，去从这个城市去抽离出来的时候，这个是一个错的神学。
See, theology ties the truths of God's word together. It connects them.
神学怎么样呢？ 就是将所有神的说话的真理呢， 是完全去连结一起。
Often, we only partly understand a segment of God's word without the other leads us astray.
很多时候如果我们只是去认识到一部分的真理，不认识到其他的时候，这件事就会带到我们好像走错路。
And so you'll see on slide 5, Jeremiah 29:7, and let me paraphrase what Jeremiah told them, what God told him.
耶利米书29:5-7节说什么。
I'm going to paraphrase, you can follow along up there, it's in Chinese and English. Verse 7, I'm summarizing 5-7. Build houses and lands and homes, settle down, raise families, become part of the community, seek its peace and prosperity. And here's the important phrase, and pray for the city.
他的第二就是说，要在当中去建造房屋，要去栽种，要生儿育女，要为这个城市去祈祷，为这个城市的平安去祈祷。
God says, I don't want you to take up the idolatries. Stay away from the idolatries of Babylon.
神说没错，我不希望你会去敬拜偶像，你要从这个巴比伦城的偶像，要跟他们无关系。
You're to marry Christians, right? Don't intermarry with pagans, the Babylonians, and those people and take up their values and be assimilated.
你不要跟巴比伦人去通婚，以致你会去采纳了他们的价值观，他们的信仰。
What I want you to do is increase there. Have your families grow strong. I want the values of the people of God to be strong.
但我想你去做的就是说，在当中去加添你的人数，去生儿育女，以致你的价值观也都是去强壮起来。
See, that's a total opposite of the false prophets. They said to withdraw.
这个跟这个假先知所说的完全不同，假先知叫你从这个城市里面抽离出来。
Jeremiah says, I want, God said to Jeremiah, identify with the community, seek the peace of the city.
而耶利米就是说，你要跟这个城市去认同，你要去为这个城市求平安。
Then that word peace is the Hebrew word shalom, which is a very rich word.
平安这个字，以色列希伯来文是沙龙这个字，是一个很丰富的字。
When Jeremiah says, seek the peace, the shalom of that city, what is he saying? Don't you dare. Don't you dare take up for yourselves the idols of the city.
而耶利米说，当你去为这个城市求平安的时候，你千万不要去敬拜他们的偶像。
But I want you to be committed. Committed to the city. Work for its peace. Pray for it.
但我要你去向这个城市去委身，为这个城市的平安去努力，也要为这个城市平安去祈祷。
It says peace and prosperity of the city.
是为着这个城市的平安和发展。
That includes spiritual peace and prosperity, right? I want you to bring people to know the living God.
也都包括了属灵上的平安和发展，也都希望你去使这个城市的人认识神。
But it's not only spiritual peace and prosperity, it's social peace and prosperity too.
也都包括了这个社会上的平安和发展。
You're to be an advocate. Help the races and the classes of people to get along.
你要去好像做一个中间人，帮这个社会上不同阶层的人去一个和平的相处。
That also means economic prosperity.
也都包括了经济上的发展。
As a Christian, you ought to be concerned that most people, if not all, have warm housing in winter. and safe streets to, and decent living conditions.
因为城市里面很多人也都没有一个在寒冷的时候没有一个地方去住一个安全的地方一个温暖的地方
That's seeking the peace and prosperity of the city.
这个就是为这个城市的平安和发展一个蓬勃的发展去工作
Do you see the tension? Don't idolize the city. Don't embrace it uncritically.
你睇唔睇个张力喺边咧？一方面你唔好叫呢个城市去好似成为你嘅偶像。
But don't get disgusted.
但亦都唔好讨厌呢个城市。
I want you, says God, to love the city. That's what praying means. When you pray for someone, you love them.
神话我希望你去为呢个城市去祈祷，亦即系话你希望你咧爱呢个城市。
If you're a Christian, living here is not about you. It's not about you.
你基督徒的时候，你活在这个城市，不是为了你自己的目的。
If you're a Christian, it's not about what you get out of the city.
不是说为了你在这个城市里面可以得到什么。
You're not supposed to be huddled in little enclaves just to care about yourselves.
你不是只是在你自己的小小的社区里面为了自己的目的。
And only advance your career, only advance your family.
不是只是为了你自己的事业的发展，不是为了自己的家庭。
Do you really think God is calling you to live here so you can just benefit for yourself and your family to raise them in a decent place?
你咪以为神去呼召你嚟到呢个城市，活喺一个好好嘅地方嘅时候，只系为咗你自己目的咧
？But God says, "I got more for you. You will benefit," says Jeremiah. "You will benefit if the entire city is renewed."
神话如果你活嘅城市系。得到更新的时候，你自己都会得到益处。
Now, where are you going to get the strength to do that?
咁你边度有呢个能力去做咧
？Because left to ourselves, we're not going to do that.
因为如果我哋靠咗自己，我哋一定唔会去做。
God told us to do that to Jeremiah. So what we say?
神话耶利米叫我哋咁样做，咁我哋可以做咩咧
？Let me go a little further. I think that if you're a thoughtful person listening to what Jeremiah said, you're going to say, "This is crazy. This is ridiculous."
如果我谂你，如果一般人一定会话啊，呢、这个好傻嘅谂法，好黐线。
Because on the one hand, you're saying have nothing to do with the values of the city.
因为一方面你话你唔好同呢个城市嘅价值观有咩关系
？Right? You just warned us. On the one hand, look out for the idols of the city.
因为一方面你叫我哋咧要去小心呢个城市嘅偶像。
By the way, if you're not clued in, you know the idols. Do I have to remind you of the idols of New York City?
讲开又讲，你知唔知道呢个城市嘅偶像系乜嘢咧
？Here's one idol，
其中一个偶像
，just follow your feelings，
就系跟随你个感觉。
That's all over our culture and cities. Just follow your feelings. It's not just Disney. Just follow your feelings.
又唔系净系迪士尼咁样讲，而呢个城市呢个文化都系咁讲过，叫你去跟随你嘅感觉。
Right, that's the culture that you're living in. The idolatry of the city.Just live the way you want.
这个城市的偶像叫我们去活一个我们自己想活的方法。
That means your feelings are an idol.
就是说你的感觉就成为了你的偶像。
I'll give you some more. Image. You got to have a certain image in New York. It's an idol.
另一样就是说你的形象。你活在纽约市你有你的形象。你的形象就成为了你的偶像。
Beauty. Smarts.Idols in the city.
美麗、聰明呢啲都係偶像。
Because the city says you have to be smart, you have to be beautiful, you have to be hip.
因為城市話你一定要好靚，你一定要好醒目。
You have to follow your feelings. It says define life by how you feel.
佢話你要去跟隨你嘅感覺，你嘅生命就係要跟隨你嘅感覺。
And the idols in New York are no different than the idols of Babylon way back then.
纽约市的偶像和当时的巴比伦相比其实没什么分别
Why do we have to stay away from that? Because it's seductive You will fall in You will bite in to them
因为为什么我们要不小心不跟随他呢因为我们很容易就会被他迷惑
So how do you guard your heart? How do you prevent you and your family from biting into the idolatry?
那你怎样要保守你的心保护你的家庭不要去被他迷惑呢
You know, Wilson, on the one hand, you're saying God's calling us to be exiles. How can we do it? How can we do it?
但是我们说神叫我们去好像一个流放的 族人咁样，咁我哋点样可以做咧
？It's in the text.
经文讲咗落嚟听。
Hebrews 11.
希伯来书十一章。
You have to see that you're free. You've been set free from the city.
佢话你要睇下你已经从呢个城市里边得到释放。
How?
你已经自由啦，点解咧？
Just like Abraham, he longed for the celestial city, the city of God.
就好似亚伯拉罕一样，佢去渴求嗰个天上嘅城市，一个神嘅城市。
See, that's why he was so effective. Yes, Abraham had his faults, but he's effective in the Christian life because he's an exile. He focused on that great future city that was his.
佢冇錯，亞伯拉罕佢都有自己嘅錯處，但係佢喺作為一個基督徒信神嘅人，佢都係好有效率，佢去渴望將來所要顯現嗰個城市。
God is preparing you now to live there。
神而家就係預備緊你將來要活喺嗰度。
When you become a Christian, you're an exile. You are someone living in a foreign place.
当你成为基督徒的时候，你就是一个被流放的人，活在一个外邦的地方。
That means you understand. You understand there's evil and sinisterness not only in the city but also in the country.
所以你会明白，无论在城市或者郊区外边的地方，也都有罪。
You understand that there's no place that you ought to idolize and say I prefer to live there.
你都知道冇乜地方系冇偶像嘅。
You see.You don't prefer then to live in a city or the country or the suburb or the north, the south, the east, the west, or your former home.
你唔去决定话你要住喺边一度，住喺呢度或者嗰度。
That's you don't say now. That's the only place for me.
你唔会而家唔会再讲话，我只系一定要系住喺嗰度嘅啫。
Because you're not from there or here anymore.
因为你唔再系话你系嗰度嚟或者系呢度嚟。
And if you understand that, what God is saying to you, what he has in store for you, according to the scriptures, is real peace, real prosperity, real safety.
你明白到的就是说圣经对你所讲的在哪一度会有真正的平安真正的安全真正的丰盛。
He guarantees that. He promises that for you.
他应许了你有这些东西在将来这个城市里面
That will enable you to be like Abraham
这件事能够帮助你就像亚伯拉罕一样
You know what's so ironic is most people say Oh, if you're heavenly minded, you're no good for us today
你会说、啊、你今天所想的只是想到天堂对我来现在来说好像没什么帮助
According to Hebrews 11:10, that's false You areThe more heavenly minded you really are, the more effective you'll be today.
但希伯来书十一章讲你听话，如果你心里所谂嘅就系天国嘅事嘅时候，我哋今日亦都会更加有效率。
You won't be afraid when that biopsy report comes back. You won't be afraid. You will be courageous because you know the future is better than now.
因为当那个化验的报告回来的时候你不会再害怕因为你知道将来比现在会更加好
You'll live anywhere that God calls you You'll be able to love the city
无论神呼召你去哪个地方你都能够去因为神会帮助你去爱这个城市
So where do you get the power to do that?
那你在哪里得到这个能力去这样做呢
Incarnation There's the fuel for the fire, incarnation.
道成肉身能够帮助我们。
You see, when it says Abraham was empowered because he longed for the heavenly city, he was empowered to what? Live as a stranger in a foreign land.
当亚伯拉罕渴求将来嗰个城市嘅时候，佢能够帮助佢去活喺一个异地，一个外邦嘅地方。
And Abraham was effective there as an effective stranger because he knew.The ultimate stranger, Jesus.
因为他能够在这个作为一个活在一个外邦的地方的时候，因为他认识那位至终会来到那个。
You know, many of you know firsthand how hard it is to live cross-culturally.
很多人都知道、啊、我们活在一个跟本身文化不同的地方是多么困难。
If two people can't speak a language or understand a culture, one person, in order to connect, what? Has to learn it. Has to learn the language, has to learn the culture.
如果两个人去讲不同的语言、不同的文化的时候，他们怎样可以联系起来呢？就是说一个人一定要去学习另一个人的语言或者文化。
And many of you know that firsthand. It is arduous. It is hard to do that.
你们很多人都知道，因为你们都做过，你们知道是很困难。
Because what does it mean to live in a foreign land? It means you're vulnerable.
活在一个异地、一个外邦的地方是什么意思呢？就是说你去更加容易受伤害。
You have to keep checking the meaning of things because you're in a minority. What does this mean?
你不断地要去理解究竟这件事是什么意思，那件事是什么意思。
And you're the one who sounds and appears different than the majority of people.
因为你是那个少数的族裔、少数的人，你被人看到你是少数的。
It's tremendously exhausting to go across a cultural barrier into someone else's framework.
要去冲破了这个文化那个差异去到人地那里，这个是很费气力。
Some people get culture shock, they can't do it. They leave.
有很多人因为这样不能够承受，以致他们会离开。
They can't handle it, they break down. It's too hard, they can't do it.
对他们来说很困难，他们做不到。
And do you know why it's too hard?
为什么是这么困难呢？
Because it's the work of incarnation.
因为就好像道成肉身的工作一样。
Two people are very different. If you're going to connect with somebody, you have to become vulnerable.
就好像两个不同的人，你怎样去联系起来，就是说其中一个一定要变得容易受伤害。
Somebody has to relocate.
某一个人要去离开他的地方。
Somebody has to be stripped of comfort and security.
一个人要去离开他的安全，离开他的舒适。
Somebody has become a crime victim, possible crime victim.
一个人要去好容要去成为可能要成为一个受害者，一个罪恶的受害者。
Somebody has to incarnate, move to an unfamiliar territory where they can be taken advantage of.
有一个人要去离开他自己的地方，去到另一个地方，他可能会去容易去更加蚀底，或者是被人去去。
Jesus Christ is calling you not to do the big incarnation. He did that. But to do little incarnations.
耶稣基督呼召你不是做好那个很大的道成肉身那样东西，因为耶稣基督已经做了，他叫你做的只是一个很小的一个转化，一个转变。
And you and I can do that if you look by faith on the big incarnation.
如果你是藉着信心去看耶稣基督那个道成肉身的时候，你就能够这样做。
Because all the things I mentioned, ultimate stranger, ultimate relocation, ultimate vulnerability, Jesus experienced.
因为我刚才所讲的那个最大的转变，那个最大的一个异邦的人，他耶稣基督他已经做了。
Jesus was the ultimate crime victim.
耶稣基督是那个至终那个罪恶的受害者。
And do you know why? It's on slide 6. When he saw the city, he wept. He wept over the city.
为什么呢？又是因为耶稣基督看到这个城市的时候，他流泪。
Again, it's Luke 19:41-42. I'll paraphrase it. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if only you knew the things that pertain to your peace, but now they're hid from your eyes.
他说耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷，我希望你看到你将来要睇到嘅嘢，但系而家系从你嘅眼前系遮蔽咗。
He went to the city, and he wept over the city.
佢去呢个城市，为呢个城市去哀哭。
And he died outside the city gates.
佢喺呢个城市嘅外边去死。
Right by the trash heaps, right by the trash, where they put to death criminals.
就喺呢、这个这个堆积废物嘅地方，一嗰啲被嗰啲罪犯被行刑嘅地方。
And though he was innocent, he took upon himself that sin penalty that was yours.
虽然他是无辜的，但是他为了你去承担了这个罪的代价。
He became incarnate for that very reason, so that you could be a citizen of the future bright city.
為了這個原因，他道成肉身來到，以致你能夠成為將來這個城市的居民。
You see, if you know that, if you just know that a little bit, you'll be able. You'll be able to do a little bit of incarnation.
如果你是認識到這件事的時候，你就能夠在當中去做到這個轉變。
Because you're looking to the city whose architect and builder is God.
因為你望緊嗰個城市嗰個建造者就係神。
Oh Lord, we have a lot to learn.
天父，我哋有好多嘢需要學習。
And Lord, it's okay. We can start where we are.
主，我哋能夠有任何地方可以開始。
And it is possible to see here little incarnations because you have accomplished the big incarnation.
我們能夠在這裡看到小小的道成肉身或者轉變，因為耶穌基督你自己是那個最大的道成肉身。
We can be gospel, more gospel-centered and seek the peace and prosperity of the city.
我們能夠為這個城市去求平安，求這個豐盛。
Just to do little things to make this place a better place to live.
我們只需要每次都去做一些小的事情，令到這個地方是更加好。
To share our faith in word and deed.
是藉著我們的話語和我們的工作去分享這個福音。
Help us, O Lord, to see your purposes and your end to life.
幫助我們看到你給我們那個生命最終那個目的在哪裡。
And to not be deceived in thinking that life is about us.
叫我們不要以為我們的生命就是為了自己。
Thank you, Father, for your word.
我們感謝主你的話語。
And we ask your blessing now, in Jesus' name, amen.
我們奉耶穌基督的名，阿門。